A study which has drawn international scientific attention is beginning another phase in the quest to see impact of elevated carbon dioxide and ozone levels on forests. NewsOfTheNorth.net's Sarah Juwan visited the Aspen FACE experiment just outside of Harshaw in Oneida County.
For the past 9 years, an international group of scientists have been studying the effects of climate change on three familiar northern hardwoods, the aspen, the sugar maple, and the paper birch. Funded by the Federal Department of Energy, the Office of Science, and several academic and research institutes, the experiment is located 15 miles west of Rhinelander on 80 acres of a 250-acre research facility in Harshaw. The Aspen FACE experiment, FACE stands for Free Air Carbon Dioxide Enrichment, was established to test the effects of elevated carbon dioxide on northern forests and its implications for the forest management industry. This particular site is unique for adding elevated ozone to the experiment. FACE is seeking renewed funding now from the Department of Energy for another 3 years. Much has been learned in the past decade by more than 50 participating scientists who represent 22 different organizations in 8 different countries. Project leader Neil Nelson is pleased with what has been learned.
Well, one of the most direct things are the effects of CO2 and ozone on the northern hardwood ecosystems that we're studying. And the general conclusion is that the effect of ozone is to decrease the stimulating effect of increased carbon dioxide on these ecosystems. Alternatively, the CO2 helps protect the trees from the ozone. So you have, you can look at it either way. These pollutants are interacting rather significantly, so it's very good that we studied both. And of course the effects of ozone are generally negative, and the effects of CO2 in this experiment are, with respect to growth anyway, are positive. You know, we look at it as the likely final 3 years of a very successful experiment. We don't see this as the end of FACE work. It's simply the end of the treatment phase of it.
Mark Kabisky is a research plant physiologist.
We would expect that some of the genotypes of aspen that are particularly sensitive to ozone would die out under elevated ozone, and that is true only to a very limited extent. What is really surprising to us is that one of our genotypes in particular grows better in high ozone than it does in the background air or in elevated CO2. And we think that that's entirely an effect of competition, that the competitors of that particular genotype become weaker in high ozone, allowing this one genotype that seems to be more tolerant to actually perform better. In terms of managing the aspen resource, when aspen is grown with paper birch is more tolerant of ozone than aspen is. When those two species are mixed together, we see a trend to paper birch being able to outcompete aspen. In our experiment, the population of paper birch is expanding, the trees are growing faster, there's less mortality compared to the aspen that is more impacted by ozone. So that could be a real concern, you know, for managing aspen, particularly where ozone has historically been high.
Bill Mattson is one of the nation's leading insect ecologists. He says his group has learned a lot about the effects of elevated levels of carbon dioxide and ozone on above-ground insects.
There has been little or no evidence that elevated CO2 is going to drastically change the community of insects and the relationship to plants. And I'm speaking mainly about the above-ground insects. So that has been a surprise. On the other hand, with the ozone treatments, we've seen that there has been an augmentation in the populations of some insects, particularly in trunk-boring beetles. Elevated ozone dramatically increases the number of attacks that they make on paper birch. These beetles are lethal. We think that the ozone is somehow interfering with the plant's ability to utilize to keep the water, and thereby it reduces their ability to resist attacks. This is probably the most obvious example that we found over the past 10 years of how these gas treatments may change the relationship between the insects and the plants that they live on.
Nelson says his group will compile data after the treatment phase is over for the next generation of scientists to use. For more information on this topic, visit newsofthenorth.net. For WXPR, I'm Sarah Juwan.